Thunder Bay, the 2024 federal budget is in, bringing with it a slew of new incentives for parents, caregivers, and educators alike. The Honorable Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services Canada, and the Honorable Gary Anansangari, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, made an appearance at the Child Care Center on Confederation College's campus to announce several new fiscal measures the federal government is taking to ensure equitable access to child care and education for those who are looking to break into the early childhood education sector. New measures include a child care expansion loan program with over $1 billion in low-cost loans and $60 million in non-repayable grants, $48 million over 4 years towards student loan forgiveness for rural and remote early childhood educators, ECEs, and an investment of $10 million into increasing the capacity to train ECEs across the country. With a specific focus on expansion of space in rural communities, these new measures are aimed at places like Greenstone, Nipigon, Red Rock, Dryden, Fort Frances, and the many First Nation communities in the Northwest region. Speaking to Dougal Media, Minister Anansangari alluded to the importance of these funding initiatives and what they mean for the future of childcare in Canada. "This particular announcement is about building capacities to ensure we have more spaces available, particularly in more rural communities. It's also about ensuring that we have a workforce that is able to fill these very important roles, and it's an investment into our future. It will definitely have a positive impact on Indigenous communities across Northern Ontario as well as across the North and within Indigenous communities across Canada," Anansangari said. The addition of more childcare spaces will meet a particularly pressing need felt in Thunder Bay, across the region and the country. Shane Strickland, Dean for the School of Health, Neganiwin, and Community Services at Confederation College, said there are over 1,000 children on the waitlist to enroll in the college's childcare program. "We can't meet that demand, so this expansion should help all of our daycare centers in Thunder Bay and across the region to meet the demand," Strickland said. Anna Moroni, manager of the Child Care and Family Center, said many school-age programs that used to be offered at schools in the region are being shut down, leaving parents, desperately, looking for school-age care. She also said infant and toddler care are equally, if not more, in demand. Minister Haidu said the new funding announcements are directly aimed at increasing the footprint of child care. "Part of what we're trying to address is the growing demand for child care. It's great news. It means that people want to access quality child care, and the $10 a day child care plan is unfolding as it should. But it means that there's an increased demand," Haidu said. "We're trying to ensure that there are financial supports for organizations that want to expand their footprint to create new spots and be a good partner to provinces, territories, municipalities, and not-for-profits who are doing that." Haidu also touched on loan forgiveness and how it could benefit communities who are struggling to retain talent by giving graduates an extra push and incentive to work in more rural areas. She echoed Strickland and Moroni's remarks about demand, stating that this is the perfect opportunity for the federal and provincial governments to accelerate their work together to fulfill a need. "We don't want people to be waiting on wait lists for years and years. We want people to be able to access quality childcare no matter where they live, in a period of time that allows them to get back to work or go to school or pursue their endeavors," Haidu said. "The federal government can be a good partner by providing these fiscal supports."